we're going to have to make this a two-parter because a family member of mine called when I was recording that and it stopped the recording. So that was frustrating for the, like, I was frustrated with my phone for that, not with the family member. So I don't have time to re-record all that. So it's going to be a two-parter. And y'all are just going to have to, like, really, really love that. And so I was talking about news and what have I done for my physical and mental health? And I was saying that limiting my news access has helped with that. You know, and I just want to make it clear that, like, so what I said was basically that I find news sources that I trust and I only listen to those. And, I don't pay attention to what other people post. And I mean, I think that there's a danger with that. Yes. Of, you know, kind of limiting your, sphere of information. But I do think that, you know, I have off the top of my head, three places, four, if you count like local evening news, which I watch sometimes, three or four places where I learn about current events and follow what's going on and what's happening. And I think that those four places are diverse. They're not all the same and they don't all have the same perspective, but I trust that they are rigorous and, honest. So I try to get different perspectives on what's happening, but, that I don't just saturate myself with current events, and that helps me keep sane. And so the next question is, what piece of advice do you have for everyone who's isolated? And I would say, I'm not in a position to give advice to people, but, I think give yourself a break. You can't do everything. I've been kind of overwhelmed with demands. Not that other people are overwhelming me, but that I'm letting myself get overwhelmed, you know, because I think, oh, I have all these things I need to do and when am I going to do them? And I'm not doing them all well enough and all that. So, yeah, I would say be kind to yourself. That's what I'm trying to do. You can't do everything and I don't think anyone expects you to right now. So it's okay to stop and it's okay to slow down and it's okay to do things kind of poorly. That's what I would say, but you know, hell, like I said, I am not in any position to tell people what to do or how to live. Okay. The easiest and the hardest part of isolation for you. Let's see. I know the hardest has been just not being able to have any alone time. Because I don't live alone. Or really, I just miss the kind of come and go of a normal day. If I need to like run out and grab something, I can. Or if I want to go see somebody, I can. I'm a little bit introverted. So it's not like I had this crazy social life before. But, you know, I do miss being able to call somebody I haven't seen in a long time and say, hey, do you want to have lunch next week or something like that? So maybe like I should start doing that on Zoom or something. And the easiest part, you know, I really like not having to get gas. I hate getting gas and I haven't gotten gas in a long time and that's been nice. Something you've done during isolation that you've never done before. I've never done before. Zoom. Never done that before. Man, I don't know. Next question. I know I wrote these questions, but I don't know the answer to that one. Have you accomplished anything you are proud of? Yeah. I've been baking bread, and that's really fun. And I didn't just start that, but it always feels like an accomplishment when you do that. And yeah, I like that. I'm drinking a coffee right now, so if you hear drinking noises, that's what it is. Yeah, so I'm proud of baking bread. First thing you'll do when isolation ends, get a haircut. I don't know, like, I don't, in the normal day-to-day, I don't, like, feel like, oh, I need to get my hair cut, or oh, I need to get my nails done, or oh, I wish I could go get a massage or something like that. All those kind of like pampering body related things. And I don't do them that often, but now that I can't, I'm kind of like, oh, I cannot be trusted to cut my own hair. So, yeah, I'll probably get a haircut. Do you have pets in isolation? And is this a good thing? At the moment, no. And I don't think that's a good thing. Okay, funniest thing that's happened in quarantine or quarantine related. Something really funny happened that involves a couple of family members that I can't talk about because I don't want to talk about that on Reddit, but funniest thing that's happened. I don't fucking know. Like, these questions are hard. Who wrote this shit? Okay, so the next category is culture. What music have you been listening to in isolation? All of it? Like, nonstop? So specifically, like I made kind of, a playlist last week, you know, of things that I just felt like kind of were hitting my groove lately. But even then I kind of found myself picking through it. So, Leonard Cohen, I've been listening to a lot of Leonard Cohen. What else? I've got my laptop here, so let me click over. There's a song by the Avett Brothers called Salina, S-A-L-I-N-A. I've been listening to that a lot. I don't know why, but that song has been like attached to me, like latched onto my brain lately. There's another song called To June This Morning by Rustin Kelly and Casey Musgraves. And they put a poem that Johnny Cash wrote to music and they sing it together. And it's really pretty. Like, and the lyrics are like especially beautiful. Let's see what else I've been listening to a lot. One of my favorite bands posted a playlist of covers. Like, that's just cover songs. And I've been listening to that. That's really good. And Patti Smith does a cover. I didn't even realize this. So Patti Smith does a cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit, you know, the Nirvana song. And it's really good. And Tori Amos also has a cover of that that's excellent. So I would recommend those too. I'm kind of scrolling through here to see what I've been repeating. Not like a certain genre of music, just kind of songs. Like, I've been picking out songs that kind of speak to me. The band Dawes, though, I like them a lot. Here's another cover, The Promise by Sturgill Simpson. I don't know if it's Sturgill or Sturgill, but I've been listening to that song. There's a song called Bad Things by Rayland Baxter, that R-A-Y-L-A-N-D Baxter. I love that song. Oh, there's another song, last one, by the Eagles of Death Metal called Whore Hoppin'. That's really good. That puts me in a good mood. So, that's some music I've been listening to. What TV shows have you been watching? I watched that Tiger King show. I don't care what you think. I watched it, and I liked it. And I've been watching just like some older shows that make me feel good that I can just kind of leave on. You know, so like The Office and Cheers, those things on Netflix. I will always and forever recommend watching Catastrophe, which is a British sitcom on Amazon Prime. And if you're in the States, it's on Amazon Prime. And Fleabag, also on Amazon Prime. Those are amazing. I rewatched Fleabag. And I also started rewatching The Wire, which is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I just think it's the most brilliant show ever written. So I started rewatching The Wire, but like it's a little bit dark. So I haven't been binging it. I've just been kind of picking up an episode here and there. I love that show. What about movies? I haven't watched any movies. Just shows.